Let's continue to worship in a different way as we receive our offerings today. This is a way to worship God. So often we think worship is just off the wall. It's a response of our hearts toward the Lord. So let's receive our offering, shall we? To make this thing work, and more than that, Lord, it is a vehicle and a medium for you to work your work throughout the planet, throughout the world. And so, Lord, bless this offering and those who have given it today, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you've been watching the news, it's kind of hotting up in the election game. What's that got to do with the church? A lot, because it's our country. I believe it's a good time. Maybe one or two or three might like to pray for our politicians for this process as we go through it over the next little while until September the 23rd. To be praying that God would have his way in the choice and the choices of those who lead our country. Is that fair? Mm-hmm. Whether it's the blue or whether it's the red. Or green. Or black and white. So let's join together with a sense of coming before the Lord on behalf of our nation. It's not a political answer for our nation. It's a spiritual answer. But I tell you what, at the same time, those who hold peace, you know, there's something that God does through leadership in the country. So let's pray together. Anyone that's like to pray out loud, please feel free to do so.
So we count it a privilege to live in a land where we have so much freedom, and so much has happened to allow that freedom for us. And so we pray for effective leadership in our land, whoever the personalities are that make that up, Lord. We pray for people that can be influenced by you, who will seek your wisdom, and will seek the wisdom of others who know you, and have godly advisors. Lord, we pray in this process leading up to election day for things to be revealed, that people will be able to see clearly who it is that they need to give their privileged vote to bring about what is best for our land.
Lord, I pray for all of our leaders too, because they've got to be under a lot of pressure at this time. We pray for their families, that you would strengthen them and uphold them. that just all of the comments of the public will not be allowed to land on them and stay there if they're negative things. Lord, we pray for a lifting up of them and protection for them. We pray, Lord, that you bless them, that you give them the right heart, whoever leads this country, that they would have a heart towards you, even if they may not be Christian, that they would have those morals and those standards that you have as well.
Lord, thank you today that governments serve at your pleasure and Lord, are instruments of peace in our world and have the ability to make sure that the resources are shared in such a way that there is justice and equity and a fair go for all. And so Lord, we pray for our leaders, we pray for our government, we pray for the system of government that we have in our country. We pray for your blessing upon them, Lord. Give them the skills that they need to govern well, whoever it might be that is in power coming after the end of this month. So, Lord, take these thoughts of ours, along with those we know who have a real burden to pray for your righteousness in this country. And Lord, would you be pleased to act? And so we ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I mean, I have a scripture to read to you, and then an introduction. This is from John chapter 13. And it's a scripture you know well, but you know, as I read it, I'm going to ask that the Holy Spirit will reveal something special out of a well-known verse to us. Verse 34 of John 13. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. If we want the world to know about Jesus, we need to be loving one another. True? Really? And even those who are the unlovely. Big challenge before us. Well, actually, before the introduction, I generally try to bring out something from the files that's a little bit humorous, just to help us relax a little. This morning, I hope we've got the visuals going for this, but this is a tribute to fathers, well, actually to men and to women. Thanks, Joe.